Good morning, everyone. You are here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 1-2 Radio. And it is another lovely but cloudy Monday morning at 10:01 a.m. on Monday, October 28th, 2024. And I am just getting settled here. I was just chatting a little bit with Jay before the show. Jay, my wonderful producer. It's so funny because I've known Jay on the airwaves for 2 years, and we still haven't met in person, but hopefully we will someday. But I feel like I know him well, or pretty well, probably not as well as I could. But anyway, I appreciate the fact that Jay is doing a great job behind the scenes, and he's also in front of the scenes as a intuitive advisor on 1-2 Listen, so you can catch him there too. But Jay's great, and we always have these little short good conversations before the show. So I was telling him about my morning routine. Pardon me while I get set myself up here. I'm still setting up my microphone and trying to get my sinuses to behave this morning. It was not too big a challenge, but a little, you know, it happens. All right. So we were just discussing health and fitness and all that good stuff. But yeah, I do. That's what we were discussing. we're discussing what I do in the morning, which is part of my morning routine. I drink celery juice, and I drink this green, it's a green drink, green smoothie. It's got, like, you know, green powder. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but it's a powder made of greens, you know, vegetables. And it's also got some other stuff. I put protein powder in it, and I mix up a few different things. So it's a really healthy drink, and I drink it every morning. And it does have that, and the celery juice has the side effect of keeping you very regular. Let's put it that way. And so I've been doing this for, oh gosh, in one way, shape, or form, I've been doing some form of cleansing for years, like many years. I do colonics, and I do... I used to do this thing called Metrex, which is a protein shake, and that will definitely clean you out. But if anyone has that issue, you know, with not being very regular, and I'm going to be real frank here, getting constipated, there are things you can do for that. So I am like the world's expert. And so I can share what I have learned, which is many different things. And I'm not a doctor, but I was engaged to one for quite some time. And we were together for 10 years. So I do know a lot. And I did his radio show with him and everything. So he was very good, very, very good. And I learned a lot from him. And he did a radio show back in New York, and I was his co-host. And gosh, it was invaluable. I'm so blessed to have known him. His name was Dr. Frederick J. Benigni, and he taught me so much about health. And he used to have this saying. He was really funny too. He used to say, "You're fucked if you're not a doctor." And it's kind of true, because, I mean, you're not, obviously you're not, but it's very helpful to have a doctor around, because I would not have known what to do in that situation. I didn't know. I struggled with that issue for a while until I met him, and he told me what to do, and then I was fine. So just goes to show you, you know, you live and learn in many different ways. I was fortunate to have a doctor at hand, and I learned a lot from him. But yeah, that's just one of my many incarnations in this lifetime. being a radio show host was not a new thing for me when I came here to 1-2 Radio. So it was a little different, you know, hosting your own show as opposed to being someone else's co-host, because now I get to do all the talking. And I like that. I really do. I've always wanted to do it. And then 2 years ago, I decided to do it. It was actually 2 years last month in September. So, yeah, so let me tell you who I am in case you don't know. I am a certified spiritual psychology practitioner. And what that does is it blends spirituality and psychology. And I was well trained over at the University of Santa Monica. And I would love to help you if you have any issues or problems, or you know, anything you just want to run by me, get my opinion on, hear my thoughts on. I am a guide. I'm a human design projector. I'm a 3-5 authority with splenic. I forget what it's called. 3-5 profile line with a splenic authority. And that means that I am designed to guide you and to offer good advice and to help you by feeling into your energy and focusing on you so that I can pick up information about you. And I can tell you that what I pick up is, you know, usually pretty accurate. So it's a good thing. But if you need my help or want my help, even if it's just something that you feel is small and insignificant, believe me, I'm happy to help. Nothing is small and nothing is insignificant. If it's an issue for you, then I'm here. So let me help you, please. It's really my pleasure, honestly. It's what I do best, and I really enjoy it. So, my throat is doing pretty well. I drank a lot of water this morning, and that always helps because I can tell when I'm getting dehydrated because I'll start to really feel it in my throat. Excuse me, I'm just drinking water. So, I have to keep super hydrated lately. Also, I've been using these LifeWave patches, which you really need to drink a lot of water when you're using them. I've noticed even more than usual. So I'm doing that and everything's good. So I hope everything is good with you. Let me tell you how to get over to the Facebook chat so that if you have some questions for me, you can ask them. So what you do is you go to 12radio.com and that will bring you to a page where you will see some options on the left side, and one of them is chat. So hit chat, and that'll take you right over into the Facebook, 12 Radio Facebook group. And if you scroll down slightly, you'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And if you haven't joined the group yet, then just join the group, and Jay will let you in. And then you can converse with me. So right now, I'm looking in the chat. Hi, Renee. I'm gonna say hi to everybody. Oh, that's so cute. Happy Halloween. You know, I forgot that Halloween was kind of, it snuck up on me this year. I think the holidays tend to do that to me for some reason. Maybe because I'm in California and, you know, the seasons aren't super apparent sometimes. But, oh, the sun just came out. Look at that. Just while I was talking, like right this second. And now it's shining in my eyes because I'm sitting right in front of my window. But that's good. I'm glad the sun came out. I was in the mood for some sunshine. And Quelly is here. Hey, Quelly. And she says, Monday blessings, Lori. Same to you, honey. Okay, Patricia. Hey, Patricia. She says, hello, Lori J and friends. Happy Halloween week. Yeah. And like I said, I really kind of forgot about Halloween. I don't usually dress up or anything, but, and we don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters where I am because I'm in an apartment complex and I live upstairs. And so We just really don't get that many kids. You know, I guess they don't want to climb the stairs. I don't know. The parents don't want to climb the stairs. The kids are happy to climb the stairs for candy. You know, I think any kid would do that. But yeah. But I don't know. They just don't seem to be, the kids don't seem to be as populous as they used to be, for some reason. So I don't even buy candy anymore. Which is kind of sad. I enjoy giving candy out when I'm home. I'm sometimes not home, but anyhow, Halloween is just around the corner, people. Today, yeah, today's the 28th. So I did see some people dressing up this weekend. They were in parking lots and having parties and running around because it was the weekend. So I guess that was the time to do it. But I'm sure they'll be doing it this coming weekend too. Okay. So, since none of you have questions for me just yet, I'm going to refresh the page, make sure I didn't miss anybody. Nope, I don't think I did. Okay. So, I am going to, I'll also offer that if you would like a card pull, I can do that and give you a little reading. But honestly, I love doing that, don't get me wrong, but my forte is really tuning into you. And really kind of diving deep and letting you know the things that you need to know. So while I am waiting for you all to show up, although three of you have, and I'm very grateful, I'm always grateful for the people who show up. Because otherwise, you know, you can't have a radio show if you don't have people showing up, right? And whether that's in the Facebook chat or whether that's just listening, that's fine too. But of course, I love when you join me in the Facebook chat because then I get to interact with you. Okay, so I'm going to go. I'm going to read from my book of meditations because I like to do that. And the book is called Opening Doors Within by Eileen Caddy, and it's 365 Daily Meditations from Findhorn, Scotland. And to whomever told me that Findhorn was in Scotland and not Ireland, I really appreciate that because I didn't know at one point, but now I will never forget. Okay. Let me find October 28th, since that is going to be. Okay. And let's see what it has to say. Okay. Everything improves with practice. That is very true. The more you learn to live a life, the more it becomes a part of you. And you can live and move and have your being in it. You cannot remain static, so let yourself grow and expand freely and joyously. Break those bonds which have kept you confined in the past. Rise above all those fears which have prevented you from expanding. And have kept you blindfolded so that you have been unable to see clearly the glorious vision before you. Demonstrate what faith means to you and expect the seemingly impossible to become possible. Bring my kingdom, that's God speaking because this was channeled, bring my kingdom down on earth and learn to do my will and walk in my ways. No matter how weak and faltering those first steps may be, they have to be taken. It does not matter how many times you fall. Simply pick yourself up and try again and again. Oh, I really love that. That says so much. I tell this to people all the time, you know, with spirituality, you really do have to practice your tools. Some of the tools I like to use are just going to my breath, meditation, focusing on spirit and not the problem if you have one. Those are some of the ones I really love. I love to study spiritual text, spirit like A Course in Miracles. Going back to, of course, what I learned at the University of Santa Monica, all of the tools that we learned there. We have so many. Freeform writing is a good tool to like really release energy. You basically are just scribbling on a piece of paper, just whatever comes up in your mind. It doesn't even have to make sense. And then you burn it and you don't reread it. And it just releases energy. So there are a myriad of tools. And if you need some, I can definitely share some with you. I've just shared a few, actually. And gratitude. Gratitude is often a tool I go to, well, daily, many times a day. You know, I'm saying thank you constantly. And another one of my favorites is the Ho'oponopono prayer. It's a clearing for whatever is not serving us. It's a releasing and clearing. I do a lot of releasing and clearing, because I think that's really important for your to keep your energy field clear. And also it eliminates negative limiting beliefs. So the Ho'oponopono, of course, is the I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And just saying those four words, you're saying them to your higher self. You're not saying them to anybody outside. You didn't do anything wrong. But what it is just allowing yourself to admit to your higher self that, yes, I have perceived this situation incorrectly. And now I can clear that because now I see clearly. And it's wonderful. I mean, it's amazing. I had such good results doing the Ho'oponopono, doing gratitude, doing all of these tools over the last, I would say the last couple of years when I really started to actively, well, I know what it was actually. I mean, I've always been a spiritual person and I've always had tools, but I've had different things during my life that have given me even more tools and more insight into those tools. And this has happened, you know, at different points throughout my life. I've had these pivotal moments. I call them awakenings, because they are. And it's when something, either I learn something kind of dawns on me, I get a download of information about something, and I just realize, oh, okay, so this is what that's about. This is what it means. This is how I do it. And these moments are phenomenal. I mean, they're nothing short of divine, truly. And so I've learned a lot of tools over the years, and there are just so many things you can do. And that's why I love this reading, because when you practice spirituality and when you practice the tools, they get so much easier and they become automatic. And you almost don't have to think about it after a while, almost. I want to say that in moments of stress, sometimes I forget. We all do. And that's why it's important to practice, because the more you practice, the quicker you remember. Right? So I've noticed, and I've taught this for a while, and practice does maybe not make perfect, but it makes a lot better. You know, because nothing is really perfect, but you can get so much better with practice if you just keep using the tools. You know, it doesn't have to be hard work. You just keep letting go, keep letting God. Yeah, totally. So, and the more you do it, like it says here, the more you do it, the more it becomes a part of you. And you can live and move in that. And that is where I find myself. I find myself living and moving as spirit, not only as this human who I definitely am, and I love this human, and I take care of this human, as I was just saying earlier. You know, I do the healthy food, and I don't go crazy. I mean, some people may think I'm crazy, but I'm actually not. What I do makes perfect sense, and I could explain the whole thing to you, of why I do the the healthy rituals and the healthy practices that I do. And it probably does sound radical to some people. I get that. Because if you're used to our world, you know, the physical world, it's very easy to go, you know, get off into the woods and, you know, life gets fast paced. You get hungry. You want something quick and easy. So you go get fast food or you know, open a package that's on the store shelf. You grab a box of cereal and, you know, throw some milk in it and wolf that down. I'm going to tell you, I don't do any of those things anymore. I used to. But they didn't make me feel very good after a while. And my health journey has become just that. It's a health journey. It's a health journey. I like to feel good. I like to look good. Absolutely. And that's a byproduct of feeling good too, a lot of the time. It started when I was bodybuilding. I wanted to create an art form. I wanted to shape my body a certain way. And in order to do that, I had to eat certain things, like a lot of protein and not a lot of carbohydrates, because that's the typical, it's one of the typical bodybuilder diets. Depending on whether you're a man or a woman, it's a little bit different because men can handle carbs a bit better than women can, in my experience. And like I said, I'm no doctor, but this is everything I say really is from experience. Everything. I don't really talk about things that I don't know about unless I've experienced them myself. That's when I start talking about them. And that's my design, actually, human design. My three line and my five line. My three line is the trial and error line. So I have to really try things out first to see if they work. And then it's my mission and it's my purpose to report back to you guys and, you know, anyone else who wants to know. Excuse me. Had a burp. It's my mission to teach you what I've learned. Otherwise, I'm not living my purpose, and that wouldn't be, I consider that kind of an affront to God, and I don't want to do that. So I'm teaching you what I have learned through my own experience, and I hope that it has some, you know, I hope it's helpful for you. Because I've noticed that on this journey of practicing what I preach, and I'm always learning new stuff, it's really been invaluable for me as well as for the people who ask for my guidance. And I love that. I love knowing and seeing how my personal experiences have helped everyone else with their lives, because that's kind of why I'm here. And it's kind of why we're all here in a way. We're here to help each other, but we're here to do it in different ways. So that's the way I do it. And I'm just reading over this little excerpt, this little meditation, I should say. Yeah, it's you can't remain static. It's really important to allow yourself first to figure out what it is that you want and what it is that you love, and then go do that. And if that's scary, in a way, that's kind of good because it means you're stretching. You're stretching out of your comfort zone. And that's not the kind of fear that you need to really be afraid of. That's not danger fear. That's not negative fear. That's anticipation. That's excitement. That's maybe a little trepidation. That's okay. It's new. We're always going to feel that if it's new. Or a lot of times, you know, maybe not always, but if you're stretching out of your comfort zone, it's always going to feel unfamiliar and possibly a little uncomfortable, right? So, but that's love. That's not fear. And I'm taking the two as polarities, love and fear. Because you always want to do things from a place of love, not a place of fear. And that particular feeling, that frightened feeling, or that discomfort that you feel when you're stretching out of your comfort zone, that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. It took me a little bit of, even though I really wanted to do this radio show and I was looking forward to it, it was out of my comfort zone, kind of. Because I had never been a radio show host before. You know, I'd been a co-host, like I said earlier. Excuse me. But I'd never done my own show, but I really wanted to. And so there was the excitement, and there was also the discomfort. So much discomfort at first. And I have to say, I don't get nervous like I did at first. I was a little nervous at first, but I don't get those nerves anymore. I'm really pretty comfortable on the air now, but there is still that little bit of angst, you know, every time I know I'm about to go on the air. And I think we all feel that because I've even heard Kat say that. So, I mean, Kat, good Lord, who comes right before me, God bless her. She is like the star of stars. She just knows exactly what she's doing. And if she doesn't, she sure gives a good impression that she does. But she does. I mean, she knows her stuff. And she's been doing this for, God, like 15 years, I think, on the air, and way more than that off the air, you know, in her private clients, with her private clients. And so she knows what she's doing. And yet she said she still gets nervous before her radio show. So if she can do it, I can do it. I mean, you know, if she's allowed to get nervous, I'm certainly allowed to get nervous. I've only been doing it for 2 years. So, but I don't get like that anymore. But there is that sense of anticipation before I get on the air, which I like because, as you can hear, I'm kind of fired up. And I'm excited. I'm excited to do this with you. I love doing this. It's truly the best way to start off a week. I mean, I love doing this every Monday. I get to be with all of you. I get to share my experiences. I get to talk, which I love doing. And I get to keep going for an hour with nobody interrupting me, which you can't really do too much of in real life if you don't want everybody to walk away from you eventually. But because I have a lot to say, you know, I am a guide. And I try to curtail that sometimes when it's not really wanted, because I don't want to, you know, have diarrhea of the mouth. I don't know why that seems to be a theme today. But anyway, the inner workings of our body are coming up frequently today, for some reason. Okay. But I think you know what I'm saying. I really do. So it's just really important to take what you're excited about and run with it. It really is. I mean, that's what I'm doing. And I want you to do that too. And I want you to be discerning enough to know what's truly for you and what's not, because you have to realize and be able to discern that too. If something is for you, you'll know. You will know. If you get excited about it, if it feels like there's a flow to it, if it feels, I don't want to say easy necessarily, but sometimes it feels easy. Sometimes it feels challenging, but you know you want to do it. So it's all about how it feels. If something feels good in your body, that's your green light. Really, I mean, there's no better indication than your body. That's your barometer. So if something feels like you just must do it, or you really love doing it, but you're not sure, you know, I always say try it out, see what happens. You can always stop, you know. And of course, me as a person who has a trial and error design, That might be easier for me to say than for some people. But I really do feel like you don't have a lot to lose if you try something out. You might love it. And then if you don't love it, you don't have to do it anymore, you know? So I think it's always worth giving it a shot. Otherwise, you're going to have regret later, you know? And we don't want that. We don't want to say, oh my God, if only I had done this. That's a horrible feeling. You don't ever want to regret not doing something that you later know you should have done. I mean, when I started pole dancing, I knew for a fact I wanted to do it. Was I a little perhaps scared to do it? Maybe a little. You know, it's when you watch people who are really good at it, like I did in the beginning, and I still do. And I still get intimidated by some people, the way they dance. Oh my God. It's like, wow, that's just amazing. I'm still trying to perfect my split, you know? And there are some people who are like doing splits sideways on the pole. I'm like, gee, that's gorgeous, but I don't know that I'll be doing that anytime soon. But watching people who are so good, it can either be, you know, it can scare you or it can inspire you. But I was inspired and I'm still inspired. So that's what made me start doing that. And I did it. I was a little, like I said, a little scared, but I did it. And now I'm doing it in the air, 20 feet up in the sky, you know, because that's how high the poles are in one of my studios. So it just goes to show you what you can do when you decide and put your mind to something and get really excited about something that you love. I just knew this was for me. So that's what it's about, you know. This life is not meant for you to necessarily stay in a rut. It's, you know, I'm a big homebody. I love my home. I love being comfortable. I love staying home, puttering around, doing my thing. And I love rest. I love sleep. You know, as a projector, we need a lot of that. But I also love going out and experiencing the world, even if it's something simple. I like going out to the grocery store and just feeling everyone's energy. I do. And interacting with people, even if I don't know them. You know, this is me. You might not like that. You might do this in other ways. But the small things are so fun. And just kind of like getting out of your little box where you might be in life. You don't have to stay there. You do not. You know, if you don't like where you are, change it. Just change it. Change something. And this is what I've been doing lately too. This is another practice I picked up very recently. I had been hearing this message that if you want something to change, all you need to do is like change one small thing. And I heard that message a few times. And when I hear a message like more than once, I know I have to pay attention to it, especially if I hear it like two or three times in a row in a very short period of time. And that's what's been happening, which is pretty cool, I think. So I heard this message. It's like just change one small thing and everything else shifts around it. Because when you do that, it creates a ripple. And energetically. And so I've been making these small changes, like moving things around in my house and, excuse me, just like little things. And some are bigger than others, but just change one or two little things and you'll see. Especially, I took it to mean space clearing. That's something that I knew I could change pretty quickly and effectively. And so I've taken to doing a little bit of space clearing here and there. And if you walk into my house, you won't see a whole lot of change right away because I'm doing it little by little. And I'm doing it mostly in ways you can't see, like clearing out drawers, which I talked about last week. And so the cleaning out of the drawers, it makes me feel so good. And it's so crazy because it's such a little thing, right? But I like clearing stuff out. And I guess that's probably a metaphor for clearing out my energy, you know? It really is, because when you clear your space, the energy shifts. It just does. And so it's shifting the energy in my space, and it's also shifting my energy. I can feel it. And it's really cool. I really love that. So I highly suggest space clearing if you don't know what to start with. It's super simple and very effective. But let me go back to the Facebook chat just to make sure all of you guys are picking up what I'm putting down. All right. And to say hi to anybody I might have missed. Yeah, I just feel like there's this amazing energy in the air today, and I'm totally feeling it. I was hit with the ascension energies a little while before the show, probably about an hour before the show. And I was like, oh yeah, here we go. Which I love. Okay. Let's see who we have here in the chat. Joni. Good morning, she says. Always nice to check in when I can. Would love a card, an intuitive message, just anything you get if you are willing today. Yes, I am very willing. We will do that in just a moment. Okay. Hey, Edward. Edward says, I have a friend who is ecstatic about a move, but he is, you know what? Let me read that in a moment after I say hi to everybody. I'm gonna say hi to Tara. Hey, Tara. And Charlene, she says, so happy to join you live. Listen to you on demand usually. I love your kindness and positive, loving words. Aw. Your words are so meaningful because you share, you are so open. Thank you. You are a wonderful example. You feel like a companion on this life journey. Aw, Charlene, that is so sweet. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. As a projector, we love feeling affirmed and validated, and I so appreciate you for that. Thank you. That means a lot to me. It really does, more than you realize. Okay, so Edward has something to say here. I have a friend who is ecstatic about a move, but he's disheartened that his coworker is completely dismissive and avoidant about his exuberance. Okay, friend is ecstatic about a move. I'm feeling into your words. Disheartened his coworker is completely dismissive and avoidant. Okay, I try to explain that some people just aren't sociable, and when at work is all they care to do until they get to leave. Absolutely. I want to know your opinion on how people relate to each other, possibilities for why this coworker does not share and joy, and what my friend can do to feel better and not be disheartened. Okay, well, our coworkers are just that, kind of like you said. They're there to work, and some of them don't really come to work to make friends, which, you know, is kind of understandable for some people. Some people go to work and they make friends with everybody. Other people go to work and they just work. They stay by themselves. So this is more about the coworker than it is about the friend who's ecstatic. It's his stuff. He's not ecstatic because he has his own reasons, and they have nothing to do with your friend. Let your friend know that what other people do is totally about them. It has nothing to do with your friend being ecstatic. I mean, the coworker might be envious. He might be upset about something else. But it's not about your friend. It's just not. Tell your friend to go right ahead, because there would be plenty of other people who would be ecstatic. I'm ecstatic for him. You're ecstatic for him, I'm sure, Edward, because I know you. And your friend, if your friend is ecstatic, then that's, I want to say God is ecstatic for him, because the ecstasy we feel and the passion we feel comes from spirit. You know, we are in human bodies. We are energy in human bodies. And that, all those feelings, those positive feelings are feelings based in love. And your friend is a loving being. We all are. We are all beings of love at a soul level. And so just the fact that he's feeling ecstatic, tell him he should feel that fully. He needs to feel that and be happy for himself Even if nobody else is, I'm not sure. I'm not. I believe that's not the case. I don't believe that's true. I'm sure that's not the case, because obviously you're happy for him. So just tell him to try not to let what other people do affect him that way, because it's not about him or her. You didn't say, but I'm feeling. Oh, he. You did say he. Okay. Yeah. Just tell him he doesn't have to worry about what other people think of what he does. If they're not happy for him, that's their deal. That's not about him. Tell him, feel free to be as happy and ecstatic as he wants, because he has every right to. And he should be. He's moving and he's happy. Great. I'm happy for him. Just, you can tell him all of that. But yeah, tell him not to take someone else's negative feelings to heart, because it really has little to nothing to do with him and his situation, in his ecstasy and in his joy at moving. So he can go ahead and be joyful. He doesn't have to bring everybody on the boat with him, because not everybody's going to want to go, right? And that's okay. Not everybody wants to go on the joy ride. It would be nice. I would like it, but not everybody's going to want to be on my ride, and that's okay. So, oh, something just fell over, and I hope it wasn't in my house. I heard something crash, and I'm not sure what it was. It sounded like a shower curtain, and I hope it wasn't mine. It was kind of loud. I don't know if you guys heard that, but anyhow. Okay, so let's go pull Joni's card before I run out of time. Right, Joni. And I will remind everybody, as I often do, that if the card I pull for Joni is resonating in some way with you, then the card is for you too. And the card I have for Joni is the Goddess of Nature. Okay, wow. Joni, you are getting some good cards lately. Okay, you reap what you sow. Your dream is coming to fruition. Right. Like it already. Excuse me. I'm just looking it up. Goddess of Nature. Ah, perfect. Man, the serendipitous flow we are in this morning. I love it. Okay, your dream is coming to fruition, Joni. And anyone else who this resonates with, this is a time to reap the reward. Excuse me, my mouth is not working. Okay, let me get it to work. This is a time to reap the rewards and benefits that are derived from the seeds of a project, venture, or idea you planted some time ago. It has not all been plain sailing. We know that, right? And many a time you have doubted whether your many efforts and labor would ever be rewarded. Yet harvest time has come, a time when you reap what you have sown. Accept all the blessings about to come your way and realize that they are the result of the love, courage, dedication, and commitment you have shown in the recent past. Give thanks to Mother Nature, or spirit, or God, whatever you choose, and enjoy. Joni, I really hope that's meaningful for you, and I have a feeling it probably is. Because I feel like that's a very resonant card for you and for some other people too. So yeah, enjoy, like it says, right? Definitely. I love that for you. Okay, let me go and refresh the chat. And see what's up. I really appreciate all of you being here so much. Okay. Hey, Raven. Raven is in the chat. Raven is one of our lovely advisors on One Two Listen, and she's also a show host on One Two Radio. She's got a couple of different shows still, I think. I know you've got your Wednesday night show, Raven. I haven't really been keeping track of the schedule because I'm often not around at night anymore. Well, I'm around, but I'm often not listening to the radio. But I'm happy you're here. Yay. And she says, hello, Love Sherpa. You're so cute. All right. I'm going to go back. And I'm loving this reading that I did earlier from the little book, Opening Doors Within, because I love the message so much about stretching out of your comfort zone and improving everything with practice. Yeah, it can be scary, like I said earlier. And so many things. Sometimes you just don't see clearly and you're afraid because you know something new is coming. And you know you're supposed to kind of reach out and stretch a bit, but you're unsure because you can't see all the path ahead of you. But really, all you have to do is be able to see the next logical step. I think Abraham Hicks says that. You don't need to see how the whole thing is going to unfold. You just have to follow the next logical step. And by doing that, the very next logical step and the very next logical step and the one after that and the one after that will appear because that's the way that things unfold. And especially, I'm going to say, especially if you're a generator type, that's really how they unfold because it gives you something to respond to. And that's how a generator works, a generator and a manifesting generator in human design, in case you don't know what I'm talking about. They need something to respond to. That's their design to respond. Whereas me as a projector, just FYI, I need to wait for the invitation, and that's my way of responding. I respond when I have an invitation to respond to that feels good to me. If I get an invitation and it doesn't feel good to me, I don't necessarily have to respond to it. I could just say no. And I have. But if I get an invitation and it from, someone asking me to work with them, asking me to help them in some way that I'm able to, for anything really, if I just have someone invite me to a party or, whatever, if I feel in my body like, oh yeah, this is I get a hit, like a yes or no hit. And it's like, oh God, yeah. Or ew, no. It's pretty quick usually. But I'll follow that. And that's how I work. I wait to be invited. 'Cause if I'm not invited to guide you, then if I try to guide you and I'm not invited, you're not going to hear it. And I'm going to get kind of upset, and bitter, and that's not good. And that sounds worse than it is, but that's the wording they use in human design. But I'm gonna get annoyed probably, if you're not listening to my guidance when I'm giving it to you. But if you haven't asked for it, you haven't asked for it. So I choose to avoid all the antipathy and only guide those who are actually asking me to guide them. Because I've guided people in the past who have not asked, and it has not gone very well. Either they don't listen, or they ignore me, or they just don't hear what I'm saying for in some way, and that's useless. It's useless for them. It's useless for me. It's a waste of energy for everybody. So now I do my best to not give advice unless it's invited, and I will happily wait for those invitations. Because while I am waiting for the invitations, I am studying my craft. I'm getting better at what I do. I am here on the radio, engaging with all of you and helping you in the ways that I am able. So I love it. I absolutely love it. When I found out I was a projector, I read all the information and I'm still reading all the information because there's a ton of information out there. and it never ends pretty much. Oh my God, it opened up my whole world. I mean, that was a huge, huge thing for me. And if you study human design and it's meant for you, which it was for me, obviously, there was an invitation there. I kept seeing and hearing things. And the universe was like, here, look at this, look at this. And I did. And it's life-changing, truly. Because I found why I do the things I do and why the things I do work and why they don't work sometimes, certain things, and how I could do things better. So this has all brought me, all the human design, excuse me, all the human design teachings, all the USM teachings, the spiritual psychology teachings, and all the myriad of teachings I've had throughout my entire life, from astrology and from studying different spirituality systems, listening to different teachers, that all of that and more has culminated in who I am right now, which is an ever-expanding person, an ever-expanding energy. We are infinite energy, and we are ever-expanding energetically. And I can't help but love that, right? Because I love to learn. And if you're anything like me, you love to learn too. It's fascinating. Fascinating to learn things that you're interested in. So when I find something I like, I dive right in and excuse me, I devour it. My daughter once reflected that to me. She said, "My God, once you get interested in something, you just run with it." I'm like, "Yeah, I kind of do. That's who I am. That's my design." I later found out that was my design. And it's funny because she does the same thing, but she often sees things in me that she doesn't see in herself, which is kind of interesting. Yeah, so I know we have a few more minutes, but actually 2 more minutes, and in a couple minutes I'm going to make way for Jamie Dawn. Her show's great. I love listening to her, and Serena too. Both lovely, knowledgeable women and beautiful spirits. You're going to love them. They're coming up. Jamie Dawn comes on right after me, and then Serena comes on right after her. It's like the Mark is on in the morning, and Jay is on before him with Carolyn. I believe, because I wasn't up that early. I'm going on memory here, so if I'm wrong, I apologize. But Jay's 7 o'clock, Mark is 8 o'clock, and this is all California time. And then Kat comes on at 9, I come on at 10, Jamie Dawn at 11, and Serena at noon. There you go. So that's the lineup. So I am going to thank you all for being here from the bottom of my heart. I love you all so much. And I'm going to sign off and invite you back next week, same time, same channel. And I'm so happy that you've all been here with me. If I've missed any of you in the chat, which I don't think I have, I will go back and I will check. And I'll answer you in the chat if necessary. Okay, so I just want to make sure. And I'll say goodbye to you for now, and I'll just invite you all back next week. Know that I am thinking of all of you. I am here to help. If you need me personally, I can be reached on Instagram at lori.the.love.sherpa or at Facebook Messenger under Lori Love. So reach out to me. I can do private session or anything you need, okay? So I will see you next week. I love you all so much. And you've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way we listen to and respond to the world. Bye, everybody.